Miss Speaker?
I want to thank you for your understanding. I want to report to you on the conference and tell you that I'm going out of here tomorrow after a press conference and take a few days rest before I have these two operations. We had perfect harmony. We had complete agreement on doing and dying, do whatever's necessary to resist this communism and resist it right in South Vietnam, not let it come on to Thailand or Burma, any of the other places. We got Key to agree to a presidential election. We got him to agree to have local elections, and we'll have a real constitutional democratic setup there. The papers never have printed it because they're mean Republican, but we're going to have some other troops. I don't have to have any legislation, but we'll have some other troops, and we'll get some help from other people. There's complete unanimity. Those closest to the aggression are the most frightened, and I think the world knows pretty well it's not just Uncle Sam. There's seven nations involved now. Even though some of them are small, they're pretty close, and their freedom is just as precious to them as ours is to us. They all pretty well understand that if we'd stopped Hitler in Poland, why, we wouldn't have had to spend as much as we did. And they tried to take over Malaysia, and they stopped them there. And they tried to take over Korea, and they've been stopped there. And they tried to take over Indonesia, and they've been stopped there. And they're going to be stopped in Vietnam. And the only thing the communist understands is power. And if you can't, don't have enough power to make them stop in their tracks, well, they'll eat you up. And we came away very hard and very encouraged. Asia is very vigorous and vital and moving forward, and we just couldn't have had a better trip or a better meeting. And the heads of state, all seven countries, are happy. All of our people are happy. Rusk and Bundy and Rostow and I took Clark Clifford with me, and I just thought you ought to know that. I see Ford says today that we had a great deal of division. We never had a bit of division. I don't know where he got it. He's got a mean political statement that didn't do any good. Well, we didn't think we'd have a peace treaty because there wasn't anybody authorized to sign for Ho Chi Minh. But we did think that we could let the world know we weren't the only one in the fight. We did think we could let the world know that we were united. We did think we could let the world know that we wanted to improve conditions in that part of it. And we were tired just looking at the English with a monocle, that in Asia is where two-thirds of the people live, and if we're interested in humanity, and we ought to be in government if we're not, well, that's where the human beings are. So I would say, all in all, it's a good wrap-up. I'm feeling fine, going to be all right. I've got to be out of circulation for a little bit. I've got to prepare for this thing a few days. Then I've got to have the operation on the abdomen, and they're going to take off a growth on my vocal cords. Makes my voice a little raspy and gives me a sore throat pretty constantly. And they think they ought to do that because it's benign, but it could have other consequences. And 90-odd% of the cases, they are benign. But this is a pretty sizable one, about the size of your thumb. And it causes me a great deal of discomfort, as does the abdomen problem. I have to stay in a brace all the time, and that's why I'm wiggled sometimes in these chairs around here when I haven't complained to you. But I thought I'd call you before. I've got a bill signing at 5:30. That's 1 minute from now. And I've got to go to the East Room and give you a report and to tell you how much I appreciate the great job you've done in this session and how understanding I knew you would be and how grateful I am to you, and want you in Ms. McCormick's prayers, and then I'll be back good as fit as a fiddle in January.
Well, you did the right thing, President, as I told Congressman was called up. So that the health of the President is paramount, important, and statement I made here recently in television. I'm now at a Democratic rally. If you made any other decision, you'd be subject to criticized. You've made any other decisions to go around campaigning in the package of the hospital? You know your man, you have. Well, you have him every day and morning. You're Harriet and myself anyway. The guy protects and directs you. That's one of the part of the McCormick's list.
Give her a hug for me, and I'll be talking to you, and I'll keep in close touch, and I just wanted to make a report to you on what happened. And I think I'll mail you tonight some of the things that came out of that meeting, little short, pithy sentences that you can use in case you're asking in your speeches.
Well, I'm going to address a rally in a little while. I won't make any weapons back.
Well, I would. I'd say that President Coleman reported on Manila Convent, is very pleased, said we had the finest troops in the world. He was with them in Vietnam and Korea. General Westmoreland said that no commander-in-chief since the Republic was born has ever commanded a more competent army. And I think I'd say that, and I'd say the President said that Key agreed to hold village and hamlet elections early in 67. The Constitution's going to be finished by March 67. They'll have a presidential election 6 months later. That we're taking new steps to send people in to hold these villages after our Marines take them. And all the nations agreed to cooperate and agreed to do whatever's necessary. And we're there till it's over with, and they're not going to get any comfort out of this election. And that we're ready to go to a peace conference tomorrow, but we won't go by ourselves. And until we do, they're not going to take an inch.
Well, I tell them I have
to. Hell yes, just tell them I called you as the number.
Can I say you wish for democratic success?
Yes, sir. You bet you can say I wish. Of course, you know damn well I wish for democratic.
I don't want to say a damn word unless I got permission.
No, I would tell him he called me and told me he's feeling fine, he's going in the hospital, and he wanted to tell me the details of it, and he also told me that it was a purely minor matter, but he ought to do it, number one, and number two, he made a full report to me. He told me that the seven leaders were in unanimous agreement. They had no differences. Ford said there's a lot of differences. We had no differences. We all signed the communique. And in effect, what we agreed on is sovereignty for Asia, peace for Asia, progress for Asia, and plenty for Asia. We want to see them grow, and we want them to see plenty, and we want peace, and we want sovereignty or territorial integrity. And we don't invade anybody else. We're not even invading North Vietnam. We don't want them to invade South Vietnam either, because they're our ally. So it's just four little old things: sovereignty, plenty, progress, and peace. Plenty, progress, and peace. Now, what we mean by plenty is to get rid of ignorance and disease and be prosperous. And they live off of less than $100 a year now. And Malaysia's jumped to 300 this year. So they just, Korea's got an 8% growth, which is more than anybody in the country. And they were about to go communist a few years ago, and we saved them. And so that's the plenty part of it. The progress is to have order and to have security. And the peace is to have a reconciliation with everybody out there whenever they get to where they see they can't be bullying. By being outlaws, they can't take it over. So what it is, sovereignty, plenty, progress, and peace. That's our four-point program. We all agreed on it. And it couldn't have been better. It's very successful, and I'll be seeing you later.
Well, I thank you. And listen, would be asking too much to send a wire to Eddie Richardson.
No, I'll be glad. I'll bet that all.
Well, that'd be wonderful.
Okay.
And God bless you, and thank you for this call. You know where the McCormick's are.
I sure do. Thank you.
And we'll be praying for you. We always have.
Thank you, my friend.
You've been constantly and always are on our side.
Thank you, sir.
Operator, wait. Operator.